Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man's death has spurred a nationwide recall of Halo 1000 portable power stations. They said it's a fire hazard in the device. A 79-year-old man in Bradenton, Florida, apparently what got him was smoke inhalation after a fire. And so they've been, I don't know, is that really that crazy? I mean, you got to watch this stuff, right? I mean, it's like, I'm just going to put my pressure cooker out here and just not watch it. What?
But yeah, it's those battery packs that people use during power outages, and they appear to be safe. They're all in one unit.
The devices manufactured cane in China.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
And that's why. Don't buy it, mate. Well, because that's what happens. You get all this Chinese-made stuff, and it's going to catch on fire and blow you up. That's what's going to happen. A Florida man was rescued by his friend after he passed out while kayaking. How do you pass out? Volusia County. He passed out and fell into the intracoastal waterway. He fell into the gator's house. I legit got nervous reading this. A friend of the kayaker saved the man from drowning, called for help. A Volusia County Sheriff's Office deputy arrived at the scene. They have body camera footage. It was a VSO Marine deputy driving a boat, and he approached the unconscious kayaker. And they pulled him onto the boat, took him to land. They performed life-saving measures, and the guy was taken. He's regained his pulse, and he's on the road to recovery. But my gosh, that's a terrifying thing. Goodness. This... I got a couple of other ones. Nope. Well, maybe should I? Wow, this one's so bad. All right. So this Florida man, it's being said that he holy ghosted people. He is a local quote unquote pastor with a dark past as a sex offender. Families in Jacksonville are accusing him of taking money from them. He needed a deposit from everything, said one family member. He apparently was a pastor / caterer, and Travis Frazier, she hired him off social media. This is according to Action News Jax. And then she said that she got holy ghosted. He apparently did this to a bunch of people. He would pretend to be like this party organizer or caterer, and then they would hire him, and they get deposits for everything. And then he didn't. And then apparently he didn't do anything. Yeah. And then one of the family members said, and then later we found out that he was a sex offender.
Oh, wow.
I always background check everybody I contract out. Like if you're painting some of my house, like we had to do like a ceiling painting because we had a water thing. I'm like, no. I gotta background check you. I'm going to need the names of everybody I'm like hardcore. Cause you don't know. Right. I mean, and I've been weird about that since my kids were little. So, not weird. Vigilant. It's called vigilance. A Florida man was arrested for a bomb threat at City Hall over a payroll issue with his employer. I feel like there's a better way to handle that.
Could be.
Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, they arrested Jerome Chambers for making a bomb threat. He was in the area to update residents on polling location changes due to recent hurricanes. Kane, what party do you think he's with? Hmm. He's probably an independent, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I bet he's, Republican. And apparently he was threatening to kill all kinds of people because that's, I guess, his go-to when he's mad. And he was upset. He couldn't get into his employer's payroll application to get paid. And then he got agitated, threatened to blow up everybody. And then he went and grabbed a black duffel bag from his vehicle, acted like he had a bomb in it, and talked about blowing everybody up. They did not find any explosive devices in the area, in his bag, in his car. So he was arrested for, false report about planting a bomb, an explosive, a weapon, a mass destruction, a whole bunch of other stuff. And a violation of probation, possession of controlled substance. Anyway, he was in trouble. So he got arrested. He was arrested promptly. Oh, man. So, and then a Florida man went viral because frogs took over her garage in an apocalyptic event. They're little. Thousands of baby frogs took over this Florida woman's garage. It's gross and also adorable at the same time. I'm really torn. And they completely all, she said they were all gone the next day, but thousands of little baby frogs took over her garage and then they left the next day. Is that how they were? I don't know. I thought baby frogs were like tadpoles. I caught tadpoles in Black River in southern Missouri, like, you know, tadpoles. But these are like little frogs, little ones, little guys. Be cute if they stay that little. Partners at Kel-Tec, the P15. It's the lightest, the smallest, the thinnest, double stack 9mm on the market. It is ideal, whether you are an old pro with us or you're new. It's sleek, compact frame, 15-round capacity, lightweight and powerful. And you don't lose any stopping power with it. It comes with two standard capacity magazines. Your first one, as I just explained, standard 15-round, minimal pinky extension. But then for ultra concealability, you have a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, striker fire, and 1.27 inches approximately wide, 4-inch barrel, lifetime warranty. It's from the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. It is the P15, stands for 15 pews. KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Have you been seeing the I saw the story. And I get it. They hate Melania Trump. I get it. But now they are saying that Melania Trump snubbed the offer to have tea with Jill Biden. She snubbed her. Now I don't really blame her. I got to be honest. They said that, it was the traditional tea between first ladies and she has declined to go. They're meeting. Trump and Biden are meeting on Wednesday, and they do this like this symbolic, you know, peaceful transfer of power. All of this, and then while that happens, the first ladies meet for tea in the White House residence, and Melania did not do it after 2020, and she has declined to attend this one. And they said that it's a scheduling conflict, is what they had said. Why does she have to go? I mean, I know that you're supposed to have this like symbolic transfer of peaceful transfer of power, but do you realize how many times the people in that White House tried to thwart it? Here's another way to look at it. Is the insistence on keeping up appearances just an effort to sweep? Does it aid this in does it aid them in excuse in dodging accountability? Because it seems like it gets swept up under the rug with an optic like this. Is that a fair question? Do you think so, Kane? Because I feel like it does. Yeah. I feel like when you do these sort of, oh, we're gonna have a tea, peaceful transfer of power. I wouldn't want to meet someone who got that, who actually tried to undermine a free and fair election. Right. And it seems like that by putting on this spectacle that you're aiding them in dodging accountability because you're just sort of sweeping it under the rug and sort of stamping it as, well, it's not so much a big deal that we can't meet for tea. Like hell it is. That's how I look at it. I don't think that that's mean or partisan or petty. I think that that's a consequence of trying to do what they did. So I don't blame her for not wanting to have tea with them. I really don't. Apparently, do you remember there was a story over at Red State where they said that it was an old story about Melania Trump first meeting Michelle Obama in 2016. And apparently the accusation was that Michelle Obama treated her like trash. And the Melania Trump brought a gift, which was a Tiffany photo frame. And apparently Michelle Obama did not like it. And when she was on Ellen DeGeneres, her show, talking about the visit and how it went, she said, quote, I mean, this is like a state visit. So they tell you you're going to do this and they tell you you're going to stand here. Never before do you get this gift. So I was like, OK, what am I supposed to do with this gift? Like, she was complaining about it. Like, how you just handed it to me? Like, what? I don't know. It's just, it just seemed kind of trashy to complain about it like that, right? Like, when she handed me, instead of going, well, it was very nice and thoughtful, you know, that she was, you know, whether or not it was protocol or not. And if she was asked the question of whether it was protocol, she could have said, no. And I just think that it was just a kind gesture. That's all she had to say. She didn't have to go on and, you know, complain about it like this. That's trashy. That's just so trashy. So I can imagine, I just get the sense of Melania Trump, and whether or not I agree with her or not has nothing to do with us on all these issues. I know that we got to get out of this line of thinking. But I will say, she doesn't seem to be one that will suffer fools a second time, really, and be treated like this. Because isn't that kind of mean to just complain about? It's a Tiffany photo frame. It's not like it's a glass frame from Hobby Lobby. I mean, come on. Let's be real. So I don't know. I just don't know that I would want to go either. I will never forget when she handed her that. It was a beautiful blue box and it had a big white bow on it. And she handed it over. And Obama looked real nice about it. Michelle Obama was like, I just don't know what to do with this. I just don't know. And Melania Trump was so, it just was weird. I remember watching it and I remarked at the time, that is so awkward. Not that Melania Trump did it. Michelle Obama's reaction. Go back and find it on Google. It's up there. It was weird. I don't know. And by the way, it wasn't a breach of protocol because she brought Laura Bush a gift in 2009. When there's video of it. Michelle Obama literally handed Laura Bush a gift. You know what? Laura Bush didn't look around and make a big spectacle about looking around. Like, oh, drama. I hate that when people do that stuff for drama. That's my biggest pet peeve. Drama whores are my biggest pet peeve. I don't like people creating drama, men or women. So it was just weird. And at one point, she told Jimmy Fallon that she had a thought in her mind. She said the thought that was running through her mind the whole time was by Felicia. How ignorant are you? So why the hell would Melania Trump want to go and do this stuff again? No, I wouldn't either. And there you go. I wouldn't either. So I don't blame her on that. I also read that she was going to be a part-time first lady, where she was only going to live in Washington part-time. People don't realize they were really nasty to her in 2016. I don't care if you like Trump or not. I don't care if you like Melania Trump's positions on life or abortion or whatever. She's not an elected official. They were really nasty to her. And they ignored her. I think, what is it? The one designers who didn't, I think it was Dolce & Gabbana. All of the other fashion houses, and Dolce & Gabbana they were criticized because they're gay dudes who run a fashion house, and they were criticizing like same-sex adoption and all this. So they were, and they're very, they're Catholic designers. Very famous designers based in Portofino, I think. So they were the only ones who did not turn their back on her, and everyone else did. Like, she didn't get the Vogue covers. She didn't get any acknowledgments. She didn't get any invitations. No one said anything. They were nasty to her. There wasn't even the decorum of, we're going to be respectful because of its elected office and because you are who you are, the wife of the president of the United States. They couldn't even do that. I felt bad for her. And I don't blame her for not wanting to live in the White House full time. If you are not, and she was not a political animal, and she had her son and they were married. They lived in New York. She was the wife of a CEO and she did her stuff. She did her own thing. Which is very different from being a political animal and being like the wife of a longtime politician. When you have gone through that enough times, you're sort of used to the barbs and the arrows. And I think it really hurt her. So I don't blame her for not wanting to live in the White House. And I think people need to leave her alone. Leave her alone. I mean, clearly she was very focused on raising her son. There was also the criticism too. I think this was, let me look at my 4.5-foot wide screen here. Look at my, no. Okay. So there was a piece too where, and I had this save. This is actually this is in December, going into the inauguration, Trump's first term, because there was a lot of discussion as to whether or not they were going to move Barron Trump to D.C. to go to school. And remember, she did not move immediately to D.C. like for 6 months. She didn't move to D.C. with Barron because she had said she was going to, he was finishing his school term where he was. And she got a lot of criticism for that. Like, you're not moving your son to D.C. Don't you know that? I think, what's the school that they all send their kids to? Sidwell Friends or something. Like, presidents send their kids to these super, super richy rich private schools. And someone was like, doesn't she know that D.C. has private schools here and they would love to have a president's kids, or presidents always love to send their kids there? Yeah, they're super lefty schools. And that was back when people were still somewhat sane. If you wear a red hat now, people lose their minds. Can you imagine coming across the red hat guy's son? I mean, think about it. So I don't blame her. Leave her alone. Golly, leave her alone. What you can be prepared for, though, is during inauguration, you know that people like those broads at The View and everyone else are going to shred her for whatever she wears, however her hair is, however she moves, whatever she says, while they also uphold themselves as the party of Me Too, believe all women, and female empowerment. The irony, right? I feel bad for her. So Hillsdale College is in Southern Michigan. It's a classical, small classical liberal arts Christian college founded in 1844. And they're all about liberty evangelism because they understand that education is, I mean, you can't have freedom without education. You have to know what your rights are and how they apply. And so that's what they're all about. They're committed to this educational outreach that preserves the values of liberty. They do it through their educational podcasts, their Free Speech Digest in Primus, and they've also been handing out free constitutions, pocket constitutions. And they, the students there, they learn about the principles that prop up this republic. They learn about what keeps the republic working, the differences, the basic 101 differences in terms of why the founders set up our unique country the way that they did and why it works and why education is paramount to this. And so for 180 years, this has been Hillsdale's mission, and they've been following it, promoting these principles on their campus and beyond. Take some time to learn more about what makes Hillsdale College unique at dana4hillsdale.com. That's Dana 4, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, apparently old people are getting high. Wall Street Journal says that apparently a lot of old people that are dealing with dementia are looking to marijuana because it apparently helps calm agitation. But I thought it made you super suspicious, didn't it? Yeah, Lara, sorry, paranoid, right? Yeah. Doesn't it make you paranoid? Is that not the last thing you want is like a dementia person dealing with paranoia?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And you're right, some people do suffer from paranoia.
It said that they're using it for sleep, anxiety, and pain, and many of them are taking it to manage their dementia symptoms. It's cannabis. Whenever I see cannabis, I'm always like, oh, pinky's out, right? It's not pot, weed, or marijuana, it's cannabis. That's totally what it looks like. They said that it's supposed to help alleviate anxiety, agitation, and pain and all that. But again, all I know is, aren't there like jokes about you being like people getting super paranoid? So that's why I'm like, I don't know. This seems a weird. Okay. This is. So, scientists are planning to install a giant underwater curtain to stop what they say is a doomsday glacier melt. I don't think these people know how curtains work. You know, the thing that helps to keep out light? We're going to use it to stop water. Well, unless they're going to... Did they think they're actually... Why not just cover it up? I don't know. Cover up the glacier. I don't know. They said that they want to... It's an underwater curtain. I don't understand. No, it's not. I don't know. This
Aren't
is
the
so,
same people that wanted to block out the sun.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Great.
They said that the underwater curtain is going to stop the warm water from touching the glacier.
Oh.
Do you mean wall or curtain? They said curtain. These people recalled the butter, didn't they? They did. Let's see. We had more UFO swarms filmed buzzing over Area 51 and other military sites after that mothership encounter. Just come out with it. Wait, who's taking over CIA? Who's going to be taking over CIA? No, they don't. I don't think so. I don't think they have. Whoever it is, tell us about the aliens. I want to know. Don't promise it. I want to know. Tell, because I feel like they're just setting us up. Like, okay, more and more, it's going to be a drip drip, and then all of a sudden, aliens. Just let us know now. You know, this sounds horrible. First off, porta potties fell off a truck during a morning commute in Massachusetts. Oh, so bad. They fell right off. The truck failed to clear a low situated overpass. And it knocked them right off the road, right off the truck, right into the road. Yes, they were full. And yes, they, and it, apparently the smell was horrendous, according to eyewitnesses and passerby. Ooh. And a cruise company is announcing a 4-year skip forward cruise for Americans who want to escape the Trump presidency. Go on a cruise, and I don't know where they're going to go, but they'll take, I guess, for 4 years, live on a ship. Just don't let them come back. I don't know. Stick with us. We got more in store. I've never seen a more idiotic demonstration of big government than this. Have you guys heard about this? Costco is being forced to recall 80,000 pounds of butter. Why? Because they failed to state on the box that it contains milk. It was the Kirkland Signature Sweet Cream Butter. And it lists cream as an ingredient. Mm. But it doesn't say that it contains milk.
Where's cream come from, though?
I think that there should be a recall of anyone who doesn't understand that butter is made with milk. And that cream, I feel like Sam Kinison, is milk. 80,000 pounds.
But why recall it? Why not just say, hey, sorry, this didn't end up on the package, but, you know, it's milk.
Obviously contains milk, you butt hats. It obviously contains it. No, no, no. It's, I mean, everyone was like, it's butter, though.
So there was no E. coli. There was no poison. There was
none of that.
Harmful ingredient accidentally dropped into the batch.
Why didn't they just like put a sticker on it that said has butter in it, you idiot? It
has milk, yeah.
Or milk in it. Yeah, why didn't they just do that? That's like saying, well, they didn't say that the water was wet. So, you know, we can't, you got to recall the water. Because they did not say that it was wet, the water. Or as Kane's favorite word, moist. You guys didn't say that the water was moist, so you know we can't have this here. It's butter. You know how expensive butter's been? I got a lot of baking to do for Thanksgiving and Christmas, so can I have it? Can you recall it to my house? That'd be great. Cause I mean, it's like, what? Well, you got to be careful. They, you know, we tried to sell a Thanksgiving turkey, but they didn't say it was a bird. Got to say contains bird. You got to put it on the turkey that it, there's some poultry in here. And you didn't. So we got to recall them turkeys. Or like eggs. Well, you guys didn't say that contains chicken. Or that these hamburgers, though, they contain beef. You know, you gotta put that on here. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. They actually did it.
Does this salad contain lettuce?
Yeah.
The heck?
And the FDA was like, well, there hasn't been any illnesses because there's nothing wrong with it. Who, if you are a person that's allergic to milk and you're like, I'm going to eat butter and sue, I think all of everyone in the United States should be able to form a class action lawsuit against you because you're so stupid. You endanger all of humanity by diluting the gene pool with your dumb acidry. And for that offense, the entire country should be able to all coalesce into one giant class action lawsuit against you. I feel like that's, I would allow that if I were President Dana. Executive order, so it is written, so it is done. You would not want me in that office. Oh, I will be a tyrant. I'm not even going to lie. I would, like Javier Milei, I would make my hair crazier. And I would go in and I would literally just be setting stuff on fire. Not rhetorically.
You're kind of selling me.
I would go in with a sledgehammer. I would start, I don't know where, the Federal Reserve? Where do I go? There's so many things to destroy. Rhetorically, don't come and drone me.
Quit selling me on the idea you don't like.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it would be so fun. And then if something took too long in the committee, knock, knock, here's Johnny. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. That's such a waste. But they didn't say, did they have to? So why can't they just be like, oh, we'll put a sticker on it. Why does all the butter got to go? What am I missing? Why can't you just put a sticker on it?
Or just trust people to know that butter.
No, you can't trust people to know, okay?
Milk.
We are the government. People are stupid.
Kind of hand in hand.
This coffee's hot. Water's wet.
We shouldn't encourage
butter has
that.
Milk in it.
This only encourages that is the thing.
That's what they want. Now you get it. The government wants you to be dumb, so you need the government. The government is like your Ike Turner. Wants you to just submit, man.
Wait, no one told me there were idiots in government.
They need you to be dumb so that they can do what they do, right? And the more you depend on them, the dumber you get. This is just one of the most big government things I think I've ever seen in my life. Like what? Who checks all the labels? I mean, this is the same government that's like smoking is healthy enough. I mean, who does this? You know, the same government that was like, you better put on your face, Penty, if you want to pretend that you're stopping those germs from getting into your upper respiratory system for the Wu flu. Sure, take this experimental injection. We don't know what the hell it does. Just because you know the government would never tell you wrong. Isn't that right, Kane? They know everything. Uncle Sam knows best. Isn't that right? This is so dumb. This makes me angry. You know what I would have? Is it at all the Costco's? Can I still go there and like throw myself onto the blocks of butter? No, not without my butter. I don't know. This is so dumb. I hate government.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.